Hi, bitches. Welcome back or welcome to the It's Nap Time podcast. I'm your host, Natalie, and I am ready to go all fueled up with my cherry slush Alani. Guys, I still need to try the mini ones, but so far, I mean, I have talked probably to anyone that will listen. Well, not actually, but I have told so many people, including the internet, which is like, you know, a plethora of people, that I swore I had a caffeine sensitivity. Now, I thought I had this caffeine sensitivity because I was drinking an Alani. No, bitch. I was drinking a coffee in the morning and then an Alani, which has 200 milligrams of caffeine at like 2 o'clock. So yeah, bitch. That's why you were bouncing off the walls and couldn't sleep until like 3 in the morning. User error. Anyways, happy It's Nap Time Thursday. This episode is launching a little bit later because I had to watch the releases of Love is Blind, and I did not do that until Wednesday night. So this will still be launched on Thursday, just like later in the day. Usually I drop at 3 in the morning Eastern time, which the reason for that is because whenever there's, you know, the time difference between us and Arizona, sometimes we're 3 hours, sometimes we're 2 hours ahead. So I just want to like cover my bases and have it always be midnight for them. So just because Arizona, that's my hometown, okay? I'm actually from Akron, Ohio, but bitch, I claim surprise Arizona, okay? Serp town. But also, when I was a little kid, even now, I would wake up at like 3 in the morning, sometimes like 3:30, even 3:33, and I'd be like shitting my pants because I'm like, oh, this is the devil hour, the witching hour. So I am taking my power back by dropping my podcast at 3 in the morning. Yes, ma'am. I hope everyone is having a great day. In current time, it is October 24th, and I am doing the 30-day girly glow up that I made up. So today is day 21, and you guys will be so proud of me. I finally started reading a book last night on day 20. It's like 300 and something pages. It's like 330, maybe like 340. And when I was doing the 75 hard this time last year, I read like 3 self-help books. And for the 75 hard, you just have to read 10 pages a day. And that really felt like pulling teeth, probably because it was like nonfiction and the way that I remember the difference between nonfiction and fiction is nonfiction, not fake, and fiction, fake. So like, yes, that has carried with me through my almost 26 years. Well, I don't know. I probably learned that in like when I was 8 years old, so not quite 26. It's like 18. I don't know. Quick maths. Not me. Don't quote me on science. Women in STEM, we love them, but don't quote me on science at my besties, Jim and Jen. Anyways, as I was saying, okay, I get the Alani in me and I like bounce off the walls. So I read 70 pages of a book last night. And this book is, let me get it. It's actually right next to me. I read some this morning too. I'm trying to like not be on my phone immediately in the morning, which like that's a learning curve. It's called Practice Makes Perfect by Sarah Adams. And I actually won my friend Claudia's giveaway for her crystal small business. And that was included in the giveaway. So it's like a cute little romance book. And yeah, with that being said, hot bitches, respectfully listen to It's Nap Time. And if you are here, you are a hot bitch. It's really not up for debate. Okay. Today we are talking about all things Love is Blind, part 2, baby. And if you are not a reality TV junkie like myself, that's okay. You can hang out with us or, you know, you can exit stage left, stage right. I wasn't a theater kid. Actually, let's trauma dump for a second. When I was in like 4th grade, maybe 5th grade, I auditioned for the school play, okay? And have I had any acting experience? No, but I'm a dramatic ass bitch and I've always been told I'm a drama queen. So I was like, yeah, this is made for me. Okay. And we were all also in like 4th grade, but I'm pretty sure that 8th graders were also going for the role, like the main role. And I want to say the girl who ended up getting it, spoiler alert, I didn't get it. That's why this is a trauma dump. I want to say she was 2 grades ahead of me, maybe just 1 grade. So maybe I was in, actually, no, I was in 5th grade. So she was in 6th grade because my elementary school was K-8. And I auditioned for the play. I don't even think I memorized the lines, or I think I read them the night before, memorized them, which, okay, galaxy brain or whatever. And I did not get the part, but this kid in my grade, which I'm not even going to say his name because it's literally going to trigger me. But we would like have this constant battle going back and forth of just like shitting on each other, you know, and not because like we had crushes on each other. Like we literally enjoyed like destroying the other person, which is like savage, but okay. We were both also teachers' kids. So like we saw each other all the time, so we had reason to want to shit on each other, right? But anyways, he made fun of me for auditioning for the play. But then I come to find out that he also auditioned, but he got the part. But the part that he played, I want to say he had like 10 seconds of showtime. And so then he got made fun of for basically like, maybe he said, I honestly have no idea what the plot was about, but like whatever his line was, like, I don't know. It was just, it was not eating in the way that he thought it was going to eat. Cause I think he tried to audition for like the main character. I don't know. Anyways, moving on, I have plenty of like elementary funny stories like that. But we are starting strong with, I want to say they dropped 2 episodes the first, like last week, like the day that I dropped last episode, they had just dropped 2 more episodes because they drop every Wednesday. And so we have 3 episodes to recap. At this point in time, I want to say it was just Steven and, was it Monica? I always confuse Monica and Marissa. Steven and Monica had called it off, and Leo and Brittany didn't even make it. So I want to say those were the only 2 that had broken it off at that point. So now we have Tyler and Ashley. I don't know if Tim. Okay, whatever. Tyler and Ashley, Alex and Tim, Taylor and Garrett, Marissa and Ramses, and Hannah and Nick. So let's divulge into this. I forgot to touch on in last episode the whole Nick honeymoon thing when he was it like a duck? The ducks that were out and he was like riding on the little toy thing. And not to like give Hannah any credit here, because I think that either she got a horrendous edit or she honestly, her insecurities just were through the roof when it came to Nick interacting with anyone and just Nick in general. But I too would have been a little bit annoyed by how he and the older woman were acting. I mean, I probably would have gotten over it, but when she's like, oh, you're jealous, like, and if my man was laughing at that, I would have freaked the fuck out. Yes, I would have. Because, like, girl, how are you gonna say that I'm jealous? You're like 40 years older than me. And like I said, that's the only grace I'm really going to give Hannah in my little recap, because then when she said to Nick, when he's like, oh, I feel like you just don't treat me or look at me as an equal. When she said, I think you get treated like an equal when you start contributing like an equal. The scream that I scrumped, because girl, I totally understand like finding little things annoying when you have to like remind your mans of something. But let's be real here. Not to like dive into gender roles or anything or what a woman should or what a man should be doing, but let's be real. A man is more than likely going to fall short in the department of like taking care of the home when it comes to like cleaning or organizing. That doesn't mean he can't learn or that he shouldn't learn, but more than likely, the woman is going to thrive in that situation. Now, am I saying that the woman should always be the one cleaning and organizing and in the kitchen and this, that, and the third? No. But I would be lying if there were times in my life where I have never had to explain a basic like laundry process to a man. Like, that's just life. And, you know, it's not like they've been together for 5 years. This was their first time moving in together. And I get it. I get that she's been on her own since she was like 18 and paying her own bills and doing everything on her own, which like that is amazing and a prop to her. But like you can't entirely shit on a man when like was he privileged to live in his parents' house and not have to pay bills and his mom making meals and he didn't really have many responsibilities? Yeah, but that doesn't mean that he can't learn. And he constantly showed like he wanted to be the man that she wanted him to be. So for her to say, I think you can get treated like an equal when you're contributing like an equal, is crazy, because also she was unemployed at that moment. So girl, what? Now let's talk about the whole Alex and Tim situation. I see a lot of different discourse than how I'm feeling. And for the most part, I'm usually on track with what everyone else, like the whole internet, is thinking. But I did not think that Tim did anything wrong, because number one, Alex going to sleep, if this is true, her going to sleep as soon as the cameras cut out when his parents drove so long to see them, like I literally wrote down that I hope that Tim said no at the altar. And Personally, I think he was being way too chill for her to be speaking that rudely to him. The fact that she put her hands on him, not that that's ever okay, but to do it literally right after, like, they said yes in the pods, was mind-blowing. And she knows everything that he's been through, losing his sisters. Like, I'm sorry, but Tim seems like a very level-headed guy. And I just saw a lot of discourse of people being like, oh, he's a crybaby or throwing a temper tantrum, this and the third. I'm sorry. If I was a guy and a woman put her hands on me, or if I was me and a man put his hands on me, I would probably be so checked out of that situation. And I'm sure he would have ended it much sooner if it weren't for the fact that there were cameras in their face and feeling like, you know, oh, well, I mean, we should try to make this work because we're literally on a show. I don't know. I don't think Tim did anything wrong. And the way that he left her by saying, like, I don't want to, like, see you. What else do you guys want from him? Did you want him to drag it out and go to the altar and say no and, like, make it way worse for her and humiliate her? Is that a word? Humiliate her. That's what I was looking for. Like, is that what you guys wanted? I'm like, I'm always down for some tea, but like, he knew early on that she was not the woman for him. And why waste any more time? Seriously, especially for someone who doesn't seem to respect you like that. And a lot of people were like, oh, he met her dad. Yeah. Did you not expect him to meet her dad? Like, the fact that Tim even asked her father and was so respectful and such a great guy. Just because her family seemed to be great doesn't mean that she is, okay? Like, I really have so many thoughts on anyone who thinks that, like, Alex was the queen in that situation, because I support women's rights and wrongs, okay? And I love to be on a woman's side. Like, 99% of the time, I will always be like, yeah, it's the man's fault. But, guys, seriously, look at how she treated him. Like, I don't know, at a certain point, like, the woman can be wrong too, okay? And I don't know. Obviously, everything is all boiled down to the type of edit that they get, and maybe at the reunion, some things come out where we see, like, oh, Tim was actually, like, I don't know. That's all I'm gonna say on that. But him walking out was probably the best thing to happen of the season. I was sitting on the edge of my seat for all of the cast members to meet each other, because that is always the best when it's, like, a gathering or someone's birthday or just like a cast party. Like, that's when shit goes down, and all the people who didn't say yes in the pods or got rejected, this, that, and the third, like, all the tea is ready to be spilled. I was convinced that Garrett and Taylor were over. I thought they were not going to make it from the pods, just from the edits that they were getting, how their parents were acting, truly, like, his parents mainly. But when he said that he only liked the message from his ex, and then we come to find out that he responded to it. Oh, brother. When Nick and Katie were talking, I literally was, like, about to pop some popcorn, because I knew that was going to be good. Just from the edits that we were seeing and, like, the teaser from Hannah being like, oh, but she was saying how hot you were, like, whatever. But reality check, Hannah. How can you be calling Katie your best friend in the whole wide world? You just met. Okay, have I done this before for people where I'm like, oh my gosh, they're my best friend and I, like, just met them? Sure. Is the pods, like, an extreme, isolating, and intimate experience? I'm assuming. So she might be a great friend, but for you to be like, she's my best friend in the whole wide world and she's saying how hot you are, okay. So maybe you need to reevaluate if she's your best friend in the whole wide world. And number two, if she is your best friend in the whole wide world, your fiance should be able to talk to her, right? Before we even saw that they ended things, I could just tell that Hannah's insecurities were going to ruin the relationship. I get being insecure and wanting reassurance, but, like, truthfully, how can she be so mad at Nick for talking to one of her best friends? And as she says, at that point in time, like, again, just stop being best friends with Katie. And why? I just didn't understand how this was all falling back on Nick. It was a bit naive to not expect, like, for her to not, for her to think that Nick was not going to talk to any other girl that he matched with is kind of crazy, because, like, it's not like he's just talking to an ex that he was with years ago and saw her at a bar and was talking to her. He's talking to someone that was in the experience. And I don't think there are any couples in the history of Love is Blind where they didn't speak to, like, their number two. So that was a bit weird of her. And honestly, Hannah's list will forever go down in Love is Blind history. And right before the new episodes that dropped, Ramses, you know, he is staying comfy at number one public enemy on my list. This man needs to just get commitment issues tattooed on his forehead. When he straight up said to Marissa, "I don't think love is enough," I screamed, because why are you going on Love is Blind if you have so many things that you need checked off of your list and so many stipulations? Am I using that correctly? Stipulations? If you have so many things that you need to be happy and to get married, and saying that her energy is too much for him? Oh my gosh, could he have any more little dick energy? Seriously, I have not liked that man from the moment that he was on my TV screen, and I don't know what the fuck is up with his style, his hair. If he was a great guy, I would say, pop off, queen, do your thing, but he's not. And Marissa's mother, I take back every negative thing that I said about her. She clocked Ramses from the jump. She knew he wasn't it. And when Marissa was crying and the subtitles legitimately said Marissa blubbering, can y'all not give her a break? Could we not kept it at crying? Like, I'm sorry, blubbering, really? And when Marissa was crying, sobbing, in quotes, blubbering, asking if Ramses was sure, when she's like, are you sure? Dog, that was actually heartbreaking, because, I don't know. That was just, it felt wrong to see that. And then Ramses' crocodile tears, oh my gosh. We need to hear from his ex-wife, because the math is not mathing with him. And I will say, I did think that, you know damn well, Marissa's mother was holding back so heavy on the I told you so during their phone call when Marissa was sobbing, saying that he called off the wedding. And again, this was another scene that I full-heartedly, with my full chest, think that should not have made the cut. Show me drama. Show me other arguments between the couples. Show me what else went down between Leo and Brittany. That's what I want to see. Show me more between Steven and, what was her name? Monica. Not someone in their most vulnerable fucking hour, sobbing on the floor, gasping for air. But alas, another one bites the dust. And then we're just left with two. Ashley and Tyler, and Taylor and Garrett that were left. Which, again, I was not expecting Taylor and Garrett to make it this far. And I need this reunion to happen like yesterday, because we need to know the truth about Tyler. And is he actually the baby daddy? Was he just a sperm donor? Because I've seen things on his Instagram where he's like with these children. And then I've seen that he slept with one of the lesbian girls and that she was ashamed to admit it because she didn't want people to think that she wasn't actually lesbian. I need to know the truth. We need the facts. But guys, let's get into the weddings, because Ashley and Tyler's wedding was beautiful. It was amazing. I knew they were going to say yes. Taylor and Garrett, I knew they were going to say yes. But I am 99.9% sure that Garrett and his mother, when she walked him down the aisle, I'm pretty sure that she kissed him on the lips. I am pretty sure that they kissed each other on the lips. I cannot believe. If they kissed on the lips, like, girl, fucking run. Because I swear to God, I swear on all things, and I don't like to swear on God. But if that happened at my wedding, bitch, I'm not getting married. If I saw my soon-to-be husband kiss his mother on the lips, kissing on the cheek, fine, whatever. Maybe they miss, but bitch, that did not look like it was a one-time thing. It was giving the kiss before the kiss. And I don't know. I need clarification on, was that a lips kiss? Was that a, you know, a side kiss? You know, it was giving on the lips. And I had to rewind that like 10 times to confirm that I saw what I saw. Those are my thoughts on Love is Blind. We will, I don't know if I'll do a recap of the reunion. Maybe if there's enough tea, I will do like a little episode on it, or just talk about it in next week's episode. But the next few episodes are actually going to be pre-recorded, because let me looky here. So next Thursday is Halloween. The Thursday after that, I will be going to Florida. And the Thursday after that, I will be back in New Jersey. So I will probably have some episodes pre-recorded before I go, just because I know I'm going to have like zero brain cells when I get back from the music festival and traveling and all the things. So we will definitely do a little recap of what happened at EDC, all things festivals. And yeah, thank you guys so much for hanging out. keep your eyes peeled for some Christmas time merch. Everything will be, all of the Halloween stuff has already been shipped out and delivered to everyone or is about to deliver today, which is so exciting. Thank you guys so much for your just constant support and love. It truly means the world to me. And if you guys want to follow along on TikTok or Instagram, my personals are Natalie X Palak and the podcast Instagram and TikTok are at It's Naptime Podcast. Please give the podcast a follow on Apple, Spotify, subscribe, leave a 5-star rating and review if you haven't already. I see all of your comments, all of your shares, all of your literally everything that you guys do for me. You guys are truly the best. I hope you enjoyed your nap time. You are loved, you're wanted, you're needed, you are so full of purpose, and you are that bitch. So I love you. Hope you enjoyed your nap time, and I'll talk to you next time, besties. Bye.